We go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, as I am fond of saying. But my pals at Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham, joins us this time around. Justin, I just want to know, did you have anything to do with charging Romney's SUV?
I did not. I was not involved in this one. The person was apparently pretty belligerent with the police, but it doesn't look like this was a serious threat to Governor Romney.
And so Governor Romney was at the White House breaking bread with President Obama. Any word on what took place? Because I have some pretty good sources, and they couldn't even unwrap what was happening there. Do you know anything that went on between the two?
Well, this was something that was behind closed doors, but the readout that we did receive was that the two men discussed America's leadership abroad and stuff like that, which was pretty interesting considering that a lot of people thought that Romney was going to be going down there to talk about either the economy or the development of the Department of Business, which the administration has been talking about. So the fact that they really strayed away from that is pretty odd and makes it seem like this was more of a nicety than a serious policy discussion. What we do know for sure is that the menu included Southwestern grilled chicken salad as well as white turkey chili, which has led to a lot of people to speculate that maybe Obama served Romney a leftover Thanksgiving meal, which, is not exactly the royal treatment.
I love that. All right, so in the meantime, on the Hill, the Democrats and the Republicans are back to blaming each other over this fiscal cliff and taxes and slashing spending. So basically, we're back at square one. Is that an accurate read on the situation?
Publicly, that's what it looks like, although we are seeing some reports that there may be a deal forming right now. It looks like there's going to be about $1.2 trillion in tax increases for those who make over a quarter of $1 million, and this is going to be offset in order to get Republican votes by spending cuts in entitlement programs to the tune of $400 billion, most of which are expected to be taken among Medicare. So, right now it looks like it's going to be a lot of things that are going to irritate a lot of members of both parties. But a deal looks like it is underway, although we've seen these deals come and go and collapse before, so it's certainly a little too soon to breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah. The Palestinians are celebrating because the UN approves them as an observer state. 138-9 was the vote. The U.S. said no to this, so did Israel. What's the reaction coming out of Washington?
The Washington reaction is basically this was not a good move and could harm the peace talks. Susan Rice today said that what was really needed was a situation wherein the two parties would sit down and talk about granting statehood based on principles that both parties believe in, and that this is just a setback that really inflames the situation. We also saw some talk of legislation coming up on the Hill from a bipartisan group of lawmakers. We saw Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, as well as Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey coming out today and saying that they are planning on introducing legislation that would have it so if the Palestinian in their role as statehood try to litigate against Israel in the international criminal courts, the U.S. is going to respond by really shutting off a lot of the funding and trying to close down the diplomatic relations in Washington, D.C. And this is a way that they said would prevent the Palestinians from going to the international court too often and trying to really burden down Israel with what they described would be just sort of false reports or whatnot.
All right, and finally, the U.S. Supreme Court, Justin, taking a look at same-sex marriage, or will they take it up? What's the word from the Supremes?
I don't have the Supreme Court schedule, but that is something that could be coming up pretty soon. We know there was some actions taken in California courts, and this, of course, is coming on some pretty big votes in several of the states during election night. But how this is going to end up is something that remains to be seen. But there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who really want the Supreme Court to get behind this and give one answer, one definitive answer that states can use when moving forward.
All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News. You take care. Great job. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
to much of nothing, although a little bit of a scare, I guess. Speaking of being scared, all the people displaced by Sandy, we're going to talk about it this hour. There are some creative geniuses at work trying to figure out how can we house the people. How about putting them at sea? I promise I will explain that one a little bit further. And you heard Justin and I talking there about the whole financial picture in Washington and what was going to happen. The Republicans are scoffing pretty much at what 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue's fiscal cliff opening bid is. So this idea of what could ultimately end up being the Band-Aid to the situation is got a long way to go, let's just say that. Spending growing. I think get ready for some bloodletting. And if there's a Band-Aid, it's going to be leaking through, let's put it that way. Republicans flatly rejected the offer, and it was a mix of tax hikes and deep spending cuts that is now what Obama has said to Congress. I got a bunch of tax hikes and I got some spending cuts. And then guess what? We're going to plunge into a recession. Here's the thing. Can we let the economists do their job? Let the president and let Congress get out of the way, because nobody seems to be able to add. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner was there to speak with House Speaker John Boehner, and it called for $1.6 trillion in new tax revenue over 10 years. We've heard that number before. Plus some $400 billion in savings for entitlements, which is what we call Medicare, I guess, and the government health care plan for seniors. And then some relief for the people that were smashed right between the eyes with the whole foreclosure crisis and the extension of the payroll tax holiday and unemployment assistance. So basically, $50 billion job plan in the middle of that, most of that shovel jobs, infrastructure, all that kind of stuff. This blueprint just didn't take off at all. It hit with a thud when it arrived just across the street a few blocks. Maybe it's more like a couple miles. I'm going to say it's a couple miles. So it's pretty thorny, it's pretty nasty, and I don't really believe much is going to get done. We got the lame duck Congress. There's a lot of conversation, wah, 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 on both sides of this, but less action than we've expected to see, to be honest. I thought there would be, at least in the maneuverings, it would look a little bit better, but it doesn't. How do you feel about the people? There's those lame ducks. We just can't get rid of them. How do you feel about the people who are representing you who have continued to stay in the same zone where they're playing a basketball seemingly with one hand tied behind their back? So Republicans aren't going to raise taxes on income above $200,000 for individuals or $250,000 for families. $250,000 that would be for families. And this is just political gamesmanship at its best. Are you tired of all this nonsense? Got a solution? My solution is bring in the economists, shrink the government, do an audit. There's overlap. I think you could at least find some money there. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
The phone just started ringing, and people started coming in. You guys sold the winner? You sold the winner? And, yeah, it's been bedlam since. My boss called me on the phone. He asked me if I had heard anything yet, and I hadn't. And he said, well, your store sold the winner. No idea. I have no idea what time they came in or if it was a regular customer or just a passerby. That, you know, no idea yet.
All right, that would be the voice of Bob Chabot. And we're talking about Missouri and Arizona. His store in Missouri, the winner, the winner, the winner. Where are they? We know that one is going to be revealed, and apparently the other has not come forward. And it may be a group of people. We don't really know that part of the equation. I mean, yes, it's one winning ticket, but did people throw in together, or is it just one, you know, individual person? That question hasn't been answered. Certainly, there was a frenzy in that store, and they get a piece of the action because they sold the winning ticket. How cool is that? I have to tell everybody, you know, Matt and I, between us, had spent $28 on that wild, wicked game of chance where we had a better opportunity to be struck by lightning, and we talked about the frenzy over the Powerball prize and how excited people were. Charles,
yeah,
and Charlie.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Charles in charge, he wants no parts of that, nada, nothing. He said forget about it, and he says he doesn't play those silly games of chance. So for this show, our contribution was only $28 because Charles did not buy a ticket. Lame. One ticket, who knows? Your daughter could have been funded for life if you had won. Imagine.
What was that I hear? What was that?
Oh, those lame ducks, and he can spring them on me any time, and I have no way to get back at him. So it is kind of the day after the Powerball blues for a lot of folks. I think if you just plunk down a few bucks, no big deal. If you went crazy, like I said, and people become insane about the lottery, they take their whole paycheck and they're betting it on 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and Powerball 6 so that they could win the $587.5 million, because that's what it ended up being. that's just plain silly. And so in Missouri, and you just heard there, the winning lottery ticket was sold at the Trex Mart store, which is about 30 miles north, to give you some identification of it, 30 miles north of Kansas City. Remember that old song? Going to Kansas City. And then the winning Arizona ticket was sold at Four Sons Food Store in Fountain Hills. And the winner has not come forward there. By the way, Bob Shabbat was the manager of that store, not the Missouri store. He was the manager in Arizona, saying that people were just going crazy and that they had sold a ton of tickets. So the winners are probably putting their tickets in a safe place, and they're getting legal and financial advice, perhaps, before they get the payout. The Powerball is held in 42 states, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the District of Columbia, and it was the largest in history. I like to say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. Come on, the buzz in the backyard was over Powerball, and now it's gone away. So maybe there is some blues going on, because there is all the excitement leading up to it and the possibilities that you, yes, you, could be the person who gets struck by lightning. But unfortunately, we don't know who those people are at this point. Yet, like I said, I'm telling you, if you won the Powerball, like the people who did, you have to get security, you have to move, you have to turn your phone off overnight, because of the fact that so many people will figure out where you are, and they'll come after you. They'll ask for money. It'll be shameless what would happen. And that's not just family that I'm talking about. Across the board, anybody who decides that they have a need, they're going to try to convince the people who won to give them more money. Let's put it that way. The politics of the day, besides what's happening in Washington and the argument over spending versus taxing, because that's really what it boils down to, spending versus taxing, and how much and where does that percentage of tax come in, and it doesn't seem to be anything happening with the lame ducks. That I don't know that we'll even get that Band-Aid that I keep harping about. That might not even happen. We'll just fall off the cliff that they're describing. That's what will happen. We'll just dump off the cliff, and, you know, that's the end of the game. In the meantime, the other big buzz besides the Powerball letdown and who's the winner and all that stuff, and as I just said, what's going on with the tug of war over spending versus taxing, that's the other thing. And, you know, listen, do you just want the automatic spending cuts to fall down and say, screw it, fall into a recession? I don't want to see us fall into a recession, because we need to keep trying to get people working. We need to offer jobs. We need to keep capitalism pumping strong if we still want to be a superpower. So I'm not looking to slide back into a recession. I don't know about you. I think we still really are feeling the effects of that in so many areas. Absolutely. I can't help but giggle. I can't help but giggle when I hear those ducks. And I saw a headline today that said, what would Lincoln do about the fiscal cliff? So now we're bringing up dead presidents to try to ponder the question of, if we had a Lincoln-esque type of president, and, oh, yes, let's go back into the Lincoln era and decide, what would Lincoln do if he were caught in this position? And there was a story written in Time magazine, and the guy who wrote the piece said when he was watching the Lincoln movie, he couldn't help but think about Senator McCain, and an earlier version is what he said, and he talked about, he felt that with earmarks and whatnot, that things have gotten so ridiculous, but that it would have been different if this had been back in Lincoln's time, because it wouldn't have gotten to that. He would have made a deal. He would have made some kind of a deal, and that would have been it. He would narrow the debate on the money side, and he would expand it to make some long-term judgments about spending, and he'd set a revenue figure. The problem with the argument is, if we go back to Abe's days, we're talking about smaller figures for sure, and we're also talking about, gee, do you think we can have a budget? And this has been the problem all along. Without a budget, without a playbook, without a blueprint, it's funny that the president sent a blueprint for now, the ways to solve this crisis, but there should have been a blueprint, a budget all along. If you have a budget, you stick closer to the budget, then we don't get to this point where we're asking for a $1.6 trillion tax hike. I mean, we're all going to take our lumps. Eventually, we're all going to get jabbed by this. It's your money, my money, all of our money. It's we the people, right? But we're going to have to open up the purse, and we're going to have to dump out a few dollars. I know it. It's going to come down to that. You're either going to get it through a recession, you're going to get it through lack of jobs, you're going to, without any cooperation in Washington, or you're going to get it through these tax hikes, massive tax hikes that are not going to be, that are going to shoot up, and they're not going to come back down. And I think that's the fear for so many people who keep hearing about taxes, taxes, taxes. It's just a dirty word that you can't use and throw around cavalierly for almost 2 years, and after getting pounded by that over and over again, think that people are going to easily accept that and not reject it. And the answer is people, yes, people are tired of hearing about it, and they're rejecting it. They're rejecting the idea of it. So the countdown is on. The automatic spending cuts are gonna kick in if this continues. I think it will. The other big buzz in the backyard we're gonna bring up on the flip side, and that's about the UN approving the Palestinian observer state bid. So what does that mean? Israel and the United States said no way to this, but so many others said, oh yeah. In fact, 138-9 was the actual vote. So we'll give you a little bit more on that in a second as we take you to Kansas City. Going to buy my lottery tickets there next.
Gotta find a brand new figure. That's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna give me one.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through tomorrow only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends tomorrow. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So Powerball had a couple of other winners, and that's our daily salute, this one dude I heard about. Yeah. Larry Chandler gets the applause. 34 years old, he was facing foreclosure, and he won $1 million. And he would have lost his house, but he won this $1 million, so that really bails him out. Apparently, when he found out that he had won, he went to Red Lobster to celebrate. He was so excited about it, and now he's going to be able to pay off his note, what he has to pay, so no worries. How great is that? Timely. I plunked down a dollar for the lottery, and I won $1 million. And he's an electrician, so he's going back to work. Because $1 million doesn't mean you quit your job, Mr. Electrician. And he knows that, Larry Chandler. But he's the daily salute, because I think it's cool that the first thing he did was start a fund, college fund for his daughter, and took his girlfriend to Red Lobster, and then paid the money that he owed on the note to get himself current. So that was a smart move, let's say that. I mentioned the UN and the hairy, scary vote that happened earlier in the day, which was, what was it, 138-9. I said the U.S. was a no on this. And there are some definite feelings on both sides, but the Palestinians are celebrating. Think of the 8 days of the back and forth between Israel and Gaza, and now what a huge move this is. You know, the status, what that means is it's not full member, you're not upgraded to the full membership, let's say, but It's an observer state, and that is huge for the Palestinian Authority to be in that position and to get the support, the overwhelming support that they got. Absolutely huge, because it's been so long, and so they just went crazy over it. And, of course, what should we do? Maybe we should cut off the aid. How about that? And there's a bipartisan group of senators who are saying that, you know, maybe we're gonna cut the aid off for these people because if now that the UN has upgraded the Palestinian Authority, and we're talking about Lindsey Graham and John Barrasso and Chuck Schumer, Democratic senator, and Bob Menendez from New Jersey, are pushing this amendment to the defense bill on the Palestinians, saying that, you know, here's this vote in the UN, this was right before it, and they're talking about cutting off aid if they use their newfound status to file charges against Israel in the International Criminal Court, because, believe it or not, that's a possibility. Yeah. So Abbas was pretty happy about it. For him, it's a huge win. Remember, he was the one who brokered the peace deal. You saw his mug in pictures with Hillary Clinton. Here's what he had to say.
We must repeat to you once again our warning.
Abbas. We lost Abbas somewhere in the abyss. He got so excited, and the people were cheering around him. You couldn't hear their cheers. That
USA.
that somehow he got lost in the sauce. But 93 nation UN to give a 138-9 vote proving that is this de facto recognition as a sovereign state is big. You think it's a big, fat mistake, though. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down, Katie.
Oh, I know.
Okay, the only way they ever yell USA in Palestine is when it's with U.S. aid.
I set you up for that one. I get credit.
Amen, girl. Amen. Speaking of women that have a high degree of intelligence and great beauty, what would you do if you were the big winner of, shall we say, part of that Powerball jackpot?
Well, of course, I would take care of all my friends who listen to America Tonight. And I'll tell you what, I would keep doing the show. I love doing the show. So I would still do it. I wouldn't walk away from that. I would try to help people get on their feet to get jobs in America. I would start something that we could wrap our arms around with a Made in America label. I'm not sure what it would be, but I would try to employ a bunch of people and try to start a movement to help other people get in job situations. If they're not going to create the jobs, Dan, and I had the money, I'd do it.
You are a true humanitarian. I really respect that. Now on the Abbas situation with Palestinians and the UN and all that, Israel is going to have to realize that we're not going to fight their battle for them. And there's only one way that you can have peace, and that's when one side wins and one side loses. And they're either going to have to build up their situation of military significance, such as air campaign with massive bombing, and literally bomb civilians like we did in World War II,
mm-hmm.
not worry about the crying of the world about what the only one thing will be remembered. One person will win, one group of people will win, and the other people will lose, and that's the only way there's ever going to be peace in the Middle East. And without that criteria, that all-out victory or all-out defeat, there is be no winner and there'll be no peace.
I agree with you, because you just keep doing the same thing. History repeats itself, and you'll just keep having this standoff, lobbing rockets back and forth, whatever. Ultimately, you're right. The only way you get peace, the only way we know in our lifetime, is there's one winner, there's one loser, and some nasty things happen when you have a war, but that's the way it rolls out, and that's ultimately the way it's always been established, where territories have been established. If we go back into the biblical times, that's happened then.
Well, I'll try to have a joke for you next time, but for now I'm going to let you go.
Sweet! Get that joke ready. He's awesome with the jokes. Tomas in Michigan.
Hey.
The band just started playing when you came on, just so you know. I don't know what they were going to play, but you like Jimmy Kimmel has a band. We have a band here on America Tonight now on Thursdays.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, today's my birthday, so maybe that's why the band was
starting. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
People, we need birthday singers.
I love it. Birthday music for Tomas.
Hey, you know that fiscal cliff?
The fiscal cliff, yes. The so-called fiscal cliff that we're dangling on, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm on the other side. I believe it's a fiscal paradise, a heaven and a bond. I think, you know, when you cut spending and you raise revenue, that's good for a government. But, of course, when the government is printing $40 billion a month, that kind of changes it. You know, it's hard for people to sacrifice when they know there's a big printing machine going on. And I heard one of the Republicans, one of my guys, right, say, it is a fiscal cliff because if we take $2,200 out of everybody's paycheck, they won't be able to spend money in the local business, you know? And back in the day, we weren't encouraged to spend. We were encouraged to save.
You're right. Yes. And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a big difference between spending money that got loaned to you and spending money that you have worked for, that you have saved, that you go to the bank and you say, okay, it took me 6 months to amass that amount of money, and now I'm going to give it a way so I can purchase something that I think is worthy of 6 months of my time and sweat. There's a whole different mind, decision-making process when you're just getting a loan or, you know, disability or unemployment. And we're being encouraged to spend money we don't have, just like the government is doing. And I just can't believe nobody except maybe Dave Ramsey. Maybe he should run for president. He's the only guy out there using the save word. I don't think a politician today is allowed to use the word save because we're supposedly supposed to get up in the morning and spend our money to support every business we can. But that's not what we're supposed to do. The businesses are there to give us something that we need and we pay them what they think it's worth.
Right. I totally agree with you. We've talked about that, Tomas. I think that I've said it. My solution is, I agree, we need an audit of the government. There's no reason that the government should be as expansive as it is because there's massive overlap. I know that to be true. And, you know, it's that penny saved is a penny wise saying. Yeah. Why aren't we encouraged to save? You got me, beats me.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Every boy's the same since up in the seventh grade. So the UN votes as we hit the final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. The UN vote now shows that the Palestinians are recognized, their home is recognized as a state. Of course, the U.S. objects to that. And then there's calls to defund the area. Why should we be paying for this? After all, we are drowning in our massive debt. And speaking of debt, what is FEMA to do? A couple of different problems. One is all this disaster debris removal. So how do you get all this debris out of the way when some of it, frankly, is washing ashore? How scary is that? That things that went out to sea are now being washed back in depending on the tides, and the debris just stretches, especially in Staten Island. The devastation is so tough to clean up. So this debris removal has been huge. And in the Northeast, they're saying one of the biggest problems is all the fraud that's being committed by contractors who are inflating their share of the dough in the cleanup funds that have been dumped out by the feds. So check this out. We live in the app era. I mean, how many of you are running around with those iPhones with the apps all over them, right? Well, there's an app that you can get, and there's this new software that streamlines the problems of documenting every dumpster of debris or broken tree branch or all that other stuff to prove to FEMA auditors that the money was properly spent. Exactly. So when somebody tries to pull a fast one, like happened with Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Irene is a great example because there was, what, $16 billion in damage across eight northeastern states. There was a guy who was an assistant director of the Bureau of Equipment and Inventory for Long Island's Nassau County, and there was months and months of paperwork that consumed the office after Irene fell caused about 2,500 trees to fall in the area. So they had to have pictures of every tree that went down in the storm, and they had to write the locations of the trees, and they needed more information. They'd have to look at every single location. They wanted to know what trucks took the debris where and when and how. So thanks to this app, it's so much easier to be able to do that and to check on these firms to make it smoother so that you don't have a lot of problem, a lot of cheating going on, because they're able to digitally download all of it, scan the photos, the global positioning, all that. They have it there with the tracking device. So, very cool. A debris tech. Let me get my debris tech and go out there and go and look at all the things that have been removed, especially sizable amounts. So, talking about Sandy and going from that situation to what are you going to do with all the people who are displaced? And the answer is there's just not enough rooms at the inn. There's not a lot of places where you can, there's not a lot of hotel rooms, there's not a lot of places to put these people. Because as of midweek this week, check this out, folks, 473,785 households, anyway, in New York and New Jersey applied for disaster money with FEMA. That's a big, big number. So not all the families were requesting housing assistance, but a lot were. So the idea is, can you imagine this? Water destroyed and Sandy destroyed their homes. So now what they're talking about is exploring the idea of housing some people who have nowhere to go on boats. Yep, putting them on a boat. And this is how it would work. You could be homeless. You know, this is the problem. Some people are just homeless. They have nowhere to go. So they're saying, okay, well, what if we got these boats and they would sleep 2 to 6 adults? They'd either be standalone boats or interconnected, and there'd be a single dwelling of a bunch of different units. I can't think of anything worse. I mean, we're not talking about cruise ships, but pretty decent-sized ships. That would be a real Gilligan's Island kind of feel, wouldn't it? Okay, yes, I'm on the island of Manhattan, or really, I'm on Staten Island, and guess where I am? I'm floating a few miles out to sea. I suppose they would be close to shore. I suppose that's what would happen. So that many people sitting on boats, I mean, it's happened before. Because what do you do when you have flooding and that's destroyed or damaged a ton of houses and you have no space? And the answer is you're waiting for money. You're stuck on space. You could have, you know, in New Orleans, they did this with Hurricane Katrina. They had cruise ships that docked and they had emergency responders and people that were staying there because they had to have some place to go. So with this cost of Sandy, in New Jersey, $36.8 billion. In New York, $41 billion. This would be one way to crack the crisis. Put people out to, put people out to sea on a boat. I just don't know how, I don't know how much the people would enjoy being on a boat, but I guess, you know, hey, you got a family, homeless, jump on the boat. They did this idea in Jacksonville when they had the Super Bowl there because they had no hotel space. So what they did in Jacksonville is they did have big boats, cruise ships, and people had to stay on the cruise ships. They didn't have it because they had no place to put them. So that's how they handled it. And some of these ideas came from events like that one to solve the problem of the crunch of no place to put anyone. What if we would save space? People would have their own space to go to, and this could solve a couple of different problems for us if we can figure out a way to make it happen pretty smoothly. But I'm just saying out loud, ooh, you just have had your house destroyed by a wall of water. You're bailing out water, and now you're going to live on a boat. I suppose there are much worse things that could happen, but I understand in a short scenario why that works, but what if it was longer than a short time period? How long will you have people in the boats? You know, FEMA, sometimes with their housing that they flop up, they have a hard time getting people out of the houses. They have a hard time doing that, so they'd have to give them the boot. All right, so this is the amount of time that you get to be in this little cabin, and once 3 months passes, 2 months, whatever it is, and we're rebuilding, then you can go back to your house. But until then, you have to stay here in this flotilla where everybody is hooked together, and go to the mess hall and grab you some grub and do all the things that you do in a boat. I think there would be people that would be reluctant to do that. Not all, but I think you would have a lot of people who would feel intimidated. I think they would feel a little bit intimidated trying to do that. And if you're talking about a couple of different families cramming in, too, I think that ultimately could be tough and could lead to some big problems. But maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I mean, you got space, and it's a place to stay where there's a roof over your head. Presumably, there'd be some security. Aren't you safer doing that, I suppose, than being somewhere homeless, trying to stake a spot in a tent or something? So a lot of people could be floating around New York if they decide to go with the boat idea. And I understand from the governor's office, they are really seriously looking at that possibility.
Natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off. You won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.